breath. His eyes narrowed and he still looked pissed.
I was going to say that what happened between us changes everything.
That stumped her. She didn't know what to think. The silence stretched between them until she got irritated.
Do you want to expand on that?
He sat up and let go of her waist.
How about I show you?
He opened his mouth and his fangs grew as she watched. They were menacing, even scary, considering the thunderous look on his face. He moved fast, startling her. She found herself flat on her back, Lavos coming down on top of her. He grabbed her wrists before she could react, jerking them up to the sides of her head, and he held onto them as he settled his body over hers.
I want to bite you.
This is what happens when you get into bed with a predator. He'd warned her about flirting with him, and that he would bite. Her heart rate increased, and JD knew she was about to die. How could she be so wrong about Lavos? It leveled her, and left her feeling more bewildered than terrified. His tone softened, and so did his harsh features.
The urge to bite strikes a vamp-like in when he thinks a woman could possibly be his mate.
Never saw that one coming.
And I want to bite you, JD.
He inhaled.
You smell right to me. I've been attracted to you since we met, and it only grows stronger every moment we spend together. I missed you. Now that I have you in my bed, I can't imagine you not being here.
He growled, and his eyes began to glow neon blue.
I can't get enough of you.
He shifted his legs, pressing his stiff cock against her thigh.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
He felt hard and big. Oh.
I'm trying to be reasonable, telling myself all the reasons why I shouldn't do it.
He paused.
This clan hates humans. Our old leader was a real asshole who would have killed you before he allowed one of us to mate with one of your kind. He shared that belief long enough that a lot of members bought into his bullshit. He preached that humans would be the downfall of us all. I never believed it, nor did my brother. Lorne leads the clan now, but he just took the job. If I test your blood and you taste perfect to me, it's gonna force him to have to fight to remain in control of the clan. But I will claim you regardless of the consequences, if you're my mate. I'll never let you go.
JD managed to open her mouth, but no words came out. She was too stunned. How had they gone from her thinking he was going to say they meant nothing to each other, to him saying he might want a future with her? Mates sounded serious. Movies were bullshit on getting facts straight. They'd established that, but him saying he'd never let her go sounded really permanent.
You were raised in a human world, so adjusting to life with vamp lichens is going to be tough on you. I'm considering that, but I have to admit it's not really bothering me too much, since I'd kick anyone's ass who looked at you wrong, and I'd keep you very busy.
His gaze lowered, his look heated as he admired her breasts.
Maybe even keep you tied to my bed and just fuck you every day until you couldn't move so you never wanted to leave me.
She swallowed, then cleared her throat. She still wasn't sure what to say, but her body was responding to the image of him doing just that. It was a shitty threat, if that was what he'd intended it to be, especially right after he'd just shown her how incredibly talented he was with his mouth and what it felt like to have him inside her. She'd let him tie her to his bed and do his worst. It sounded hot, and the idea turned her on. He eased his hold on her wrists, but didn't let them go. He gazed into her eyes.
Worst case, my brother will ask me to live with another clan. I'd hate to leave him, but he's smart, and has discovered he has more support than we believe possible. He knows I'd have his back if he needed me, regardless of where I go.
She finally had something to say. That would suck, to lose your home.
It would, but he might need me to leave for the good of the clan.
He ran his tongue over the tips of his fangs.
Then I think about the upsides of tasting your blood to see if you're my mate. Want to hear them?
Yes.
I'd get to keep you, if you're my mate. You'd be mine, and that wouldn't suck. Well, there would be some sucking involved, but only the kind that would have us both panting and pleasured. He leaned closer, inhaling.
I could become addicted to you. Not a bad thing. You're alone in the world, so you could live with me without having to leave anyone behind. There would be no guilt on your part to start a new life.
That's true.
No vampires or lichens would dare come hunting for you here. I'd hang their heads and bags of their ashes on the walls of our den.
That's kind of disturbing. He laughed.
You wouldn't feel that way if they came to kill you.
I agree.
I'd know you were always safe because I'd make damn certain of it.
You're such a badass.
I can be. And you motivate me.
He sobered.
So, are you willing to take the risk? I will mate you if your blood reveals that you're my mate. And I'm certain you are, JD. Hit me with your questions. I know you that well. You've probably got dozens of them.
She might get to stay with Lavos. He'd be hers. But they barely knew each other. It had to be a sign of insanity to say yes. It would almost be like marrying a stranger if her thoughts on what a mate was were correct.
JD, I'm not a patient man. Right now, I'm not even all man. My lichen side is raising hell because it senses you're mine.
How many mates do you get? That seemed to surprise him.
One.
You wouldn't cheat on a mate? And to be clear, that's the actual definition, not the politician one of, it's not sex unless my dick is inside a vagina bullshit.
You'd be it for me. And if you even look at another man, I'll kill him.
Would you be looking at other women?
No.
She chewed on her bottom lip, trying to think.
Faster, JD.
Don't rush me. He closed his mouth and growled. You're impatient. I got it. It's hard to think when you're naked and on top of me.
Are you attracted to me?
You know I am, or I wouldn't be in your bed.
Do I frighten you?
Would you ever hurt me?
Never.
He said it with such vehemence that she believed him. He looked offended that she'd even ask. She took a deep breath. It caused her breasts to brush against his chest. He glanced down, and she did too. The view of them so intimately pressed together made her want to touch him again, but he kept hold of her wrists. She could probably jerk free, but didn't try. He wanted to bite her and was waiting for her to decide if he could. He got points for at least asking. He seemed the type to just take what he wanted, but he was leaving it up to her. Can we get to know each other a little better?
Lauren wants you gone tomorrow morning. And he does lead this clan. Time isn't something we have a lot of. We need to figure this out before then.
It's like marriage, right?
Without divorce.
That's a big decision to make on short notice.
I missed you the second you were gone. Did you miss me?
She wasn't going to lie. I thought about you all the time. Lavos licked his lips and glanced at her shoulder, then held her gaze again.
You're the bravest human I've ever met, JD. You've got such courage.
He grinned.
You killed a vampire with an ice pick and an axe. What's so bad about a little bite compared to that? Say yes, and let's find out if we're mates. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain if I'm right. We'll have each other.
He grew serious.
Aren't you ever lonely?
I am.
We know we're good in bed together, and I'm so drawn to you. I think we could make it work, and we'd be happy.
She had a feeling he'd be winning most of their arguments if they did end up being mates. The whole pinning her down while naked and talking in that sexy, raspy voice worked. She wanted to take the leap by letting him bite her. She took another deep breath. I'm not a coward. Do it. She tilted her head to give him more room. Now I'm almost afraid I won't be your mate. You'd make a hell of a salesman, sweetheart. You have me sold on this insane concept. He didn't laugh at her attempted humor. He released her wrists and suddenly lifted off her.
Get on your hands and knees in front of me.
She was starting to suspect he was always going to be surprising her. She'd expected him to just bite, not get off her and demand she change positions. Okay, can I ask why?
I don't want it to hurt when I bite you. Trust me, this is going to be pleasurable.
She sat up and eyed his fangs. They looked painful, just like everything else on the man. They were big.
Yeah, good luck with that.
She rolled, going on to her hands and knees on the bed.
Don't expect me to always be this compliant. I'm kind of in shock, so I'll do it your way.
Lavos chuckled and adjusted his legs on the outside of hers. She tossed her hair over one shoulder and looked back at him as he stood on his knees right behind her ass. He reached between them and gripped the shaft of his cock. He adjusted and she moaned at the feel of him entering her. She was still wet and ready to take him. He released himself and came down over her, falling forward. His arms braced his upper weight so his chest didn't slam against her back. He slid into her deeper, and she almost closed her eyes, but she liked to stare into his. They were glowing neon still. She'd never get tired of how striking and gorgeous they were. It was a reminder that he wasn't anything like other men.
Ready?
You could have asked that before you entered me. Not that I'm bitching about it.
He growled low and lifted one arm, hooking it around her waist. He didn't just hold her in place, but instead slid his hand down her belly to her clit. He rubbed against the sensitive nub with two fingers. JD moaned and turned her head, lowering it a little because it was hard to focus on anything but how big he felt inside her and the way he intimately massaged her with those fingers of his.
You know how I said next time we'd take it slower?
She gave a slight nod.
Yes.
Next time.
Chapter 14. JD couldn't think when Lavo started to move inside her in deep, fast thrusts. He pressed his fingers against her clit, rubbing furiously. She cried out, reeling from the overload on her senses. She clawed the bed and braced her arms because otherwise her upper body would have collapsed. His arm around her helped keep her in place as he hammered her from behind. The world fell away and there was only Lavos. He started to kiss her shoulder with his hot, wet mouth. He bit down, but it didn't hurt. It was just a nip. It sent a jolt through her already overstimulated body. He was all around her, with his body curled over hers, his cock pounding in and out of her pussy at a rapid pace, and his fingers playing hell with her clit. It was too much, but she wouldn't do anything to slow it down. She moaned louder, feeling the climax building.
Oh, God!
She yelled right before her entire body seized, and she started coming so hard she worried she might die from the sheer magnitude of it. A white haze of heat and ecstasy slammed through her. She did manage to frantically make a grab for his wrist with one of her hands, latching onto him. Lavos snarled and bit her. It wasn't exactly painful at that moment, but noticeable. She did feel his fangs sink into her skin and the strong clamp of his jaws as he locked onto her shoulder. He released her clit and jerked his arm upward to flatten his palm right above her breasts. He cradled her that way so she didn't fall forward onto her face. He took her with him when he sat back on his legs. His cock was buried even deeper inside her in that position. JD almost sitting on his lap, her legs trapped between his. He violently jerked, shaking both of them with the force of it. Lavos whimpered, almost crushing her when his arm around her tightened and his other one wrapped fully around her waist. He held her in a near bear hug from behind. He shook again, making another pained sound. It alarmed her. She released his wrist and grabbed hold of his arms, worried about him. She tried to turn her head, but she couldn't with his face buried against her shoulder, his fangs still locked in her flesh. It was starting to hurt, and he eased his hold with his mouth, but then locked it down again. She gasped. The other sensation she became aware of was Lavos's cock felt bigger inside her. And rock hard. He whimpered louder, but eased his hold on her just slightly.
Lavos?
Her voice was a little raspy.
Are you okay?
He suddenly stopped biting her. The feeling of his fangs pulling out of her skin wasn't the most pleasant sensation. He licked her, keeping his head tucked. He ran his tongue over her skin a few times and then lifted his head. His eyes startled her when she got a look at them. They weren't bright blue anymore. They had turned pitch black. There was no variation between his pupils and irises. He had more facial hair, too. Dark hairs had grown along his jawline and up his cheeks. Shock held her still, or she might have fought to get away from him, despite the fact that she was on his lap and he had her trapped in his arms. The urge was there, but she just couldn't move. He released her around her chest and yanked his arm up, opening his mouth. He savagely bit into his forearm. The sight of that, then the blood when he stopped, had her mouth falling open. A scream wanted to rise, but she couldn't get it out. Lavos shoved his bleeding arm over her lips. The taste of blood was instant, flowing into her mouth.
"Drink," he snarled. "Swallow. You're mine."
Oh, shit. She tried to turn her head, panicked. He hadn't told her to expect his eyes to go all evil-looking or that he'd make her drink his blood. She'd agreed to let him taste hers, not the other way around. He used his head and shoulder to prevent her from moving away from his arm. His blood totally filled her mouth, and she had to swallow or choke on it when it started to go down her throat anyway. Some of it seeped out the sides of her mouth, dripping down her chin and landing on her breasts. His hand around her waist adjusted, and he caressed her. Some of the neon blue bled back into his eyes.
"Drink, baby,"
he urged, his speech a bit more understandable and less ferocious.
"It will bond us. You're my mate. I'm yours."
She wanted a timeout, but he wasn't having any of it. His arm was bleeding into her mouth, and she couldn't move her head with the way he held her. His arm was wedged between her lips, so her jaw was forced open. She breathed through her nose and swallowed again. The coppery taste barely registered over the adrenaline and fear she experienced. The whole situation was surreal. He rubbed her stomach.
"That's it, JD. Bond to me. Relax. We're sharing blood."
He used his face to nuzzle against her cheek, his breath warm.
"I've got you. It's okay. Take a few more swallows. I want our bond to be strong."
She desperately tried to relax. It was tough to do. She swallowed, almost choking since it sank in again that it was blood. "I'm drinking blood. Oh, fuck, what did I get myself into?"
"It's okay."
Lavos's eyes became neon, the black now contained to his pupils.
"I'm sorry. I see your fear. Never be afraid of me. I just lost my mind when I tasted you. You have no idea how it feels. I'm so sorry."
The regret was clear in his tormented tone. She would have told him she was calming down a bit and that she'd be okay, but that would have meant he needed to move his arm away from her mouth. Tears filled his eyes. It stunned her, and she couldn't imagine someone as strong and tough as him crying. He didn't even try to hide it from her or blink them away.
"I'm so sorry, JD. Forgive me."
He lowered his arm from her mouth, dropping his gaze to her chin and then her breasts.
"Oh, fuck."
She glanced down. Blood had spilled onto her chest. It wasn't a lot, but enough that it ran over his hand, on her stomach, and even to her thighs. The bright red was a drastic contrast against her pale skin. She looked back at him and licked her lips. They were coated with blood. "I'm okay." One tear fell, sliding down his cheek.
"I planned how to bond to a mate most of my life. I worked it out in my head so it would be sexy and not traumatic. Then I just totally lost control and my lichen side took over. It was this overpowering desire I couldn't suppress to make you accept my blood. Oh, I fucked this up so bad. Please don't hate me."
"It's okay, Lavos." She was more worried about him than about what had just happened. She reached up, cupping the side of his face she could reach. "I'm fine." He closed his eyes. "Hey, look at me." He opened them back up. The neon had faded, but the tears remained. "It's just a little blood. It washes off. She forced a smile, trying to use her sense of humor. It always came in handy in tough situations. I could never hate you. I knew what you were before we did this, and while a heads up about the sharing blood would have been nice beforehand, nobody died. She actually laughed. That's a bonus, right?
You're amazing.
He rested his forehead against hers.
You forgive me?
We're good. Then it hit her. We're mated, aren't we? All the tension eased from his face, and he smiled.
Yes. You're my mate, JD. No doubt about it.
Okay. She glanced down her front. She was mated to a guy who was part vampire and werewolf. Some blood being spilled should have been expected. We should probably take a shower, and then you can tell me all about mates. He leaned in and brushed his mouth over hers. It was probably the weirdest kiss she'd ever received, since his lips were bloody too.
I'm going to make you happy. This will be great.
I hope so. You said we can't get divorced. He suddenly tensed and anger narrowed his eyes.
We won't.
I was teasing.
It's not that. It just hit me that a nest of vampires wants you dead. They're after my mate.
He growled.
I'll kill them all.
Her eyebrows shot up. Feeling a little overprotective?
You have no idea. Nobody is ever going to hurt you.
Okay. Take a deep breath. We're in Alaska. I think I'm safe.
I have to tell my brother we're mated.
His voice deepened into a snarl.
This clan will accept you or we'll leave tonight. I won't permit you to be in danger. I'll kill anyone who even thinks about doing you harm.
She wiggled in his arms and he released her. She sat up, carefully unlinking their bodies where they were still intimately joined. She turned, facing him on her knees. This is new to us both. Come on. She extended her hand. We need a shower. Maybe some food, too. Lots of deep breaths for us both. He took her hand, but he tugged her back when she tried to climb off the bed, drawing her full attention. His expression appeared grave.
I'm going to be the best mate to you, JD. You're everything to me. I want you to know that. No one is more important to me than you are. Nothing is.
She stared into his eyes and realized he meant every word. Her life had changed forever. She tried to judge how she felt about that. Staring at Lavos helped. She was with him, and they were going to face whatever their future held together. She decided to be brutally honest. I think I'm falling in love with you. He grinned.
I've already fallen for you. I'll help you catch up.
Her gaze traveled down his body, ignoring the blood. He still looked super hot. I don't think you'll have to try too hard. You're irresistible.
So are you.
Let's shower. You're hot. Blood is not.
We're going to share blood often.
That's not a selling point. He grinned.
I won't mess it up next time. You'll enjoy it.
I think you could make me like anything if you set your mind to it.
I'm motivated.
Lavos led JD into his bathroom and turned on the water. Regret over losing his mind surfaced again, but the gorgeous woman who stepped under the hot water in front of him had accepted his apology. He'd been warned how his instincts would burst to life when he found his mate. He'd thought he'd be prepared for it, but when he'd gotten a taste of JD's blood, he hadn't been able to think. The like inside of him had taken over completely.
Mine. Bond us now.
Then he'd realized what he'd done when he calmed enough after she'd drank some of his blood. After he'd forced her to. He would make it up to his mate. He grabbed body wash and squeezed some into his hands, gently washing the blood off her chest and throat as she ducked her face under the spray to rinse off her chin and lips. He just wanted to touch her all over, and his dick hardened. He could fuck her for days, weeks, and want nothing but her. Forget food and everything else. It was part of finding his mate. She was human, though. He needed to remember that. She needed food and rest between bouts of sex. He ran his hands over her breasts again, loving how her nipples hardened. He lowered his fingers to her stomach, imagining when she would be ovulating. He'd fuck her until his seed took. He wanted to see her pregnant with his child. He hadn't ever had a desire to become a father, but that changed the moment he knew JD was his. He closed his eyes and just held her, trying to get a handle on his raging emotions. "Are you okay?" He nodded.
"Yes."
"You look ready to kill something. Still upset about the vampires?" He opened his eyes.
"I'm having lichen issues right now."
She turned in his arms, her hands bracing his shoulders. She glanced down at his stiff cock pressed against her belly, then lifted her chin. She smiled. "A constant hard-on doesn't seem like an issue."
"All these instincts are hitting me. I'm trying to be rational."
"What kind of instincts?" There was so much she didn't understand about him. He spotted no fear, though, as he studied her face. His JD wasn't like any human he'd ever met.
"You know, making our bond stronger by getting you pregnant. Wanting to make you mine in every way possible."
Her eyebrows lifted.
"The urge will pass soon. I hope it's normal. I don't think you're ovulating yet. I can't smell or taste it on you. I'm going a little crazy inside, but I know it's hormones. I'm amped up on them right now."
She massaged him. "Okay, so you're saying it's like a really bad case of PMS, only the werewolf version that involves knocking me up instead of being bitchy and bloated?" He chuckled.
"That's a unique way to put it, but yes."
"What can I do to help?" Vivid erotic images of all the things he'd like to do with her streamed through his mind.
"Let me take you back to bed for a good week."
She pressed tighter against his body. "Sold." He understood now that they had started to bond together the night they'd met. He'd liked her already and had wished he could keep her in his life. He'd suffered regret after she'd driven away. She'd remained in his thoughts, even haunting his dreams. He'd been too damn happy to see her again, despite his shock at the time, and now he realized why. Some bond snapped into place quickly for his kind. He already loved JD. He just hoped she could love him as deeply as he did her. Her human side might resist the fast, intense bond. They didn't listen to their instincts, instead tending to ignore them in favor of rationalization. He backed away from her.
"Let me wash off the blood."
Her smile faded. "You're not regretting what we did, are you?"
"No."
He cupped her face and leaned down to put them closer together.
"I won't let you either. Like in PMS, remember?"
He used her own words to make her understand he was on an emotional roller coaster.
"Never regret. Don't question my commitment to you and making our mating work, JD. I'm gonna be sane within a few hours."
He hoped. "You just look angry."
"Vampires want you dead. I don't know how this clan is gonna react to you being human. I've gotta keep you safe, yet all I can think about is fucking you for days. That's the anger you're seeing. It's not directed at you. I'm pissed that I can't just lock us inside our home and spend every second showing you how much you mean to me."
"Okay."
"Nobody is gonna hurt you. And I'm so glad you're my mate."
Her smile returned. "I'm glad too. Wash up. You mentioned food. I'm actually a good cook. Do you mind if I find your kitchen?"
"What's mine is yours. This is our home. At least for the time being."
He didn't mention that again. They might be moving soon. He let her go.
"That's a good idea. Otherwise, I'll fuck you where you stand."
"You're horrible at threatening me, if that's what you're aiming for." He laughed.
"I want to take you on the bed. Slower this time. After we eat."
She was human, not used to spending hours having sex. Her body would ache and she'd pay for it if he didn't take it easy on her. Of course, he could have her drink more of his blood. It would heal her.
"Go. I'll be out in a few minutes."
She rinsed off once more and then stepped around him, leaving the shower. She dried off fast. He couldn't take his eyes off her until she left the bathroom, going out of his sight. He grabbed the body wash again and quickly showered. JD wasn't in his bedroom when he stepped out there. He located his phone and dialed. Lauren wasn't going to be happy, but it didn't matter. He had a mate.
"What now?" his brother sounded frustrated. "Can you speak freely?" "Not yet." "You did see signs of a vampire?"
His brother cleared his throat.
"Let me go take a look at that map."
Seconds ticked by. Lauren closed a door.
"So what kind of trouble is she in? Is it heading our way?" "A nest of vampires attacked her. She killed one of them. They followed her home, and she came to me to find out where it would be safe for her to go." "Damn. She isn't our problem, Lavos."
He took a deep breath.
"Remember when you told me to fuck her?"
"Yes, I did."
"Good. Now she'll be out of your system."
"Never.
She's my mate. We shared blood."
Lauren didn't say a word, but Lavos could hear him breathing.
"Did you hear me? JD is my mate, Lauren. I got the overwhelming urge to bite, and she agreed to let me test her blood. One taste and it was a done deal. We've already exchanged blood."
Lauren remained silent.
"Do you want me out of your territory?"
Lavos braced for the answer.
"I'll understand. I know how much trouble this will cause you. I can have us out of here by sunrise. Tell everyone at the lodge that I'm tracking vampires, and I'll even wait a few days before approaching another clan to ask them to take us in. It'll make it seem as though I ran into her outside of our territory. That way, no one from another clan will know she was ever here. I thought Veldur might be receptive, since both his sons mated mostly human women." "Don't you dare go anywhere," Lauren barked. "We'll work this out. You're my brother and my lead enforcer. This is your clan, too. There will be challenges if I stay. They'll question your leadership. Then you'd better be prepared to fight at my side. You aren't leaving. You swore to help me keep the clan together, and I'm holding you to it. That's an order from your clan leader and your brother. But I'm also your best friend, Lavos. Congratulations on finding your mate."
Lavos relaxed.
"Thank you. We wanted changes and to bring our clan into more modern times. This just means getting them on board faster. How is she accepting it?" "She's amazing. JD just takes things in stride and rolls with it. It probably helps that she was raised by a human who believed in the existence of vampires and lichens. Less shocking to her."
"Good. Keep her at your house until the delegates are out of town."
"Shit. Speaking of, that Maya is becoming a pain. She asked me where you'd gone to." "You encouraged that shit, not me. I wasn't interested. Could I have been any clearer? I just wanted you as happy as I am. A mate is everything. All I could think about was JD. I told you that. I didn't understand you were that drawn to her. Now we know why. This Maya is damn persistent. The news might upset her, since she made it clear she was interested and believed you were single. Too bad for her. Voltai's an enforcer, and he'd love to test out a mating. Carr wasn't looking for a mate, but he's definitely horny. Both of them are good options. Gar wanted a mate, but he's doing territory patrol. I'll shove the matter. Thanks. I need you here when the main meal is served. Can you drop your mate off with mine? They'll be safe together, and Kira would appreciate the company. We discussed it, and I don't want her there. I trust the other clans not to attack my mate, but it would be a perfect time while we're distracted for any Decker sympathizers to go after her. The other clan leaders agreed with me. Kira was okay with that? Yes, she understands. Can do. But you know everyone is going to smell JD on me. I realize. But it's important my lead enforcer be at my side, Lavos. Human, mate, or not. We'll say you mated JD and brought her home when you checked out that report of a vampire sighting. Maybe she could be the one who saw the vamp and you interviewed her. There is such a thing as instant bonding. Be vague with the details. You're good at that.
Understood.
An hour? Make it an hour and a half so it's believable. Appetizers are just being served. Davis figured passing around trays of them would help relax everyone and ease us into conversations before we're seated. He called it mingling. You supposedly left our territory, so you'd need time to return.
I'll try to pull our enforcers aside so they don't seem shocked when you arrive, scenting like you've just made it a human.
Can you send Davis to your home? I know Kira can defend herself, but JD can't.
You're a pain in the ass, but yeah. I'll see what I can do.
Thanks, Lorne. You took it better than I thought you would. You're a good brother.
You're an idiot if you thought I'd accept your offer to leave. I'd rather not have a clan than lose my brother. We've always stood together.
See you soon.
Lorne disconnected the call. Lavos grinned. Chapter 15. JD felt nervous. So this Kira was a human, then a vampire, but now she's a vamp-lichen?
Her father is a vamp-lichen, but her mother was human. Kira was born mostly human like her mother.
Then she was attacked, turned into a vampire, but drinking blood from your brother helped her become more lichen than vampire?
She's almost equally both now. She can withstand the sun and eat food.
Oh, this is so complicated.
You're doing great.
Lavos smiled. I feel like I'm cramming for a test no one told me about, and I have an hour to learn it all or I'll fail.
There's no failing. I'm just getting you acquainted with facts about your new family. I'm sorry I have to go to the lodge, but you can't come with me, and I don't want to leave you alone. You'll be safe with Kira.
She won't want to bite my neck, right?
She only feeds off my brother Lorne. Mates share blood.
Am I going to turn into something from drinking your blood? Will you turn partly human? He chuckled.
I have the dominant traits in our relationship. I won't turn human, but some things about you will become different over time.
She felt the blood drain from her face. Am I going to turn into a vampire?
No.
He shook his head, looking far too amused.
My lichen blood will protect you from my vampire genes. You'll get a better immune system to fight off colds and other things humans suffer from. It will also greatly slow your aging. You'll heal faster from drinking my blood, too.
That doesn't sound so bad. It probably accounts for how awake I feel. I was exhausted when I arrived, but now I'm almost hyper. His gaze lowered to her belly.
Every child you carry will help. Some humans who mate with lichens tend to become lichen over time.
His voice deepened.
We could have lots of children.
Eyes up here, sexy. He held her gaze. Still fixated on the babies, huh?
Sorry.
It's okay. She took his hand. Is the PMS a little better?
Not by much. I resent having to be dressed right now when all I want to do is keep you naked in my bed.
I wouldn't complain. I love sex with you. He growled, the blue of his eyes brightening. Horny, huh?
You have no damn idea. I'm rock hard.
She glanced at his groin, the bulge detectable. How long do you have to spend with your brother?
A few hours at most. I'll return and pick you up as soon as possible.
She focused on his face. You said Lorne just took control of the clan and the other ones are worried about that. Why?
We were led by Decker. He had no honor and tried to cause friction with the other clans.
He licked his lips, his gaze wandering over her body.
Everyone hated him, including most of his own clan.
He was like a corrupt politician?
Worse.
The blue faded from his eyes and darkened to near black. The evil look returned.
He murdered innocents and wanted to start a war.
What's going on with your eye color? He blinked a few times.
Sorry, it's a vamp-lichen thing. They lighten when I'm using vampire traits or thinking about sex. They darken when I feel rage and my lichen side is bleeding through.
Okay. It would take time to adjust to those abilities. Thanks for clearing that up.
The other clans need assurances that Lorne is nothing similar to Decker.
Is he?
Hell no,
he snarled. JD startled at his sudden outburst.
Sorry.
Lavos lowered his tone, softened it.
I hated Decker.
You said he was a murderer?
Any children in our clan who presented too many vampire traits were killed, along with their parents if they tried to protect them from Decker and his enforcers.
He didn't like humans either, and kept my brother from claiming Kira because he saw her as too weak to matter. The bastard would have killed her if he could have. It just pisses me off to think anyone could compare my brother to that bastard.
I'm glad Lauren isn't upset that you mated me.
He understands.
He reached out, stroking her.
He had to resist the urge to claim his mate for a long time. They both suffered for it.
It worked out okay, though, right? They're mated now.
Yes, but we expect problems. That's why Kira usually has a guard when Lauren isn't with her. Davis is her father, and he'll fight to the death to keep her safe, too.
What does she need to be protected from?
Some of our clan are paranoid and racist against anyone not clan.
But she's not human anymore, right?
Yes, but she was turned into a vampire. Some won't trust her because of it.
But vamp lichens are half-vampire.
That's true, though Deckard taught them to hate anyone with too much vampire blood.
He sounds like a dick.
He was much worse.
Was? So he's dead?
We wish, but no. He's gone, though, and he can't ever come back. The other clans would kill him on sight.
That's good.
We need to show the other clans that Lorne wants peace with them and alleviate their concerns.
That should be easy enough. He mated Kira, and you said Decker kept them apart. That sounds like proof to me that they aren't the same types of men.
He grinned. True.
He let her go.
I wish logic played a part in this, but we're talking about almost 2 centuries of Decker fucking with the other clans. It's gonna take time to build and strengthen our bonds with them again.
That stunned her. 2 centuries?
Vampires don't age, and lichens age much slower than humans. Decker had ruled this clan since he became strong enough to shift and fight. He chased off the full-blooded lichens and bullied the other vamp lichens into following him.
She let that sink in. How old are you?
I'm 2nd generation, and it took a long time for my father to find his mate and then decide to have children.
He didn't want to knock up your mother right off the bat?
No. We've never been anything alike.
You didn't answer my question.
How old do you believe I am?
Mid-20s?
He leaned in and stared into her eyes. Add a few years.
You look good.
I'm considered young. That's another strike against Lorne. He's only 3 years my senior. He's 2nd generation, too, and just a baby compared to the other leaders. The other 3 clans are still being run by 1st generation vamp lichens who took control from the beginning.
But he's not Decker, so that has to make him a huge improvement. He brushed his mouth over hers, kissing her.
Yes.
Point that out to everyone. He grinned.
I will. I wish I could take you with me.
I'm kind of curious now to meet this Kira. I'll be fine.
You will be. Her father swore he'd protect you with his life. Davis has honor and he's human-friendly. I trust him. He just left the lodge, so he'll be the one guarding you.
Let's go. Avoid that woman, please. She looked determined earlier to get you into bed. He nodded.
I'm not interested in anyone but you. Remember, I'm a vamp lichen.
I'm still trying to figure out what exactly that is.
Would you settle for eating dirt-covered live snails if you were craving chocolate?
J.D. grimaced. Ew.
That's how I feel about other women. You're mine, J.D. No one else will do.
She relaxed, willing to trust him.
Okay. Time to go. Lorne will be eager for me to join him at the lodge.
J.D. gripped his hand tight. You're sure Kira won't want to bite me?
Positive.
Let's go. Lavos pretended to ignore the shocked gasps and the few openly hostile stares as he stood next to his brother. He'd purposely hugged J.D. and rubbed against her when he dropped her off at Lorne's home. It made her scent cling to him strongly. No one would doubt he'd taken a human mate. Lorne glanced at him, giving him a knowing look.
Blatant, he said dryly. So what? We want to make a stand and change things. True.
Lorne smiled, glancing around.
I noticed you turned on the overhead fans. It helps scents mingle and spread. As I said, blatant. You've got balls, bro.
My situation is different from yours. You had to hide it when you first mated Kira. I want everyone to know JD is mine.
They will. I'm certain the gossips will spread it to our members who aren't present as soon as the meal ends. I didn't have a chance to warn anyone. Sorry. The clan leaders have been talking to me. That's why I asked for Davis to protect her. Sorry to take him from the lodge.
Perry said she could handle the kitchen, and I feel better with Davis watching over my mate, too.
The bell rang, announcing dinner. Lauren sighed. Try not to start any fights with the other enforcers.
Good luck eating with the other leaders. No fighting for you either. We're here to keep the peace.
Lavos didn't need the reminder. He turned, making his way to the table he'd been assigned. Carr and Garson were already seated, along with 9 enforcers from the other 3 Vamp-Lycan clans. Every man there watched him as he took his assigned place.
I'm Lavos, Lorne's brother,
he announced. He glanced at Garson.
I take it Lorne invited you?
Yes, I got a text from him.
Carr sniffed, then smirked.
I know that scent.
Shut up,
Lavos ordered his friend.
I don't,
Garson inhaled, his eyes widening.
You're mated? When the hell did that happen? I just saw you this morning.
Long story. Drop it,
Lavos ordered.
She's human,
the deep voice came from a dark-headed hulk of a man.
Maku,
he introduced himself.
From Velder's clan. Do you have a problem with that?
Lavos tensed, trying to stifle his instant anger.
No. 2 of Velder's sons mated mostly human-blooded women. They are good women with big hearts.
Lavos breathed easier.
I heard about that. Decker's granddaughters, right?
Maku nodded.
They take after their grandmother. She was from our clan.
It was meant to be an insult to the previous clan leader.
My father swore loyalty to Decker long before we were born. Lorne and I hated him.
Lavos decided it was best to be clear and break the tension.
My brother and I weren't his enforcers, nor were any of Lorne's current enforcers. We all refused to do his bidding and would only take patrols to keep the rest of our clan safe.
Lavos addressed the rest of the table.
I refuse to apologize that my mate is human. We can take it outside if anyone has a problem with it.
My clan won't,
another dark-haired enforcer announced.
The name's Frack, and I'm the lead enforcer for Crocker. We don't allow our members to casually fuck humans just for the sex, but if someone finds their mate by feeling a strong urge to bite one, bloodlines don't matter.
The man seated next to him nodded.
I'm Brody. Crocker will have no problem with it.
An unusually tall enforcer leaned forward, openly studying him.
I'm Wen, from Treyas' clan. Don't be so defensive, Lavos. Only Decker fiercely opposed other races being mates. We've had a few of our men mate humans. In my clan, only first sons are expected to keep the bloodlines pure Vamp-Lycan, and only if their parents demand it. Treyas is open to accepting human and Lycan purebloods as mates if they're willing to swear allegiance.
The man to Wen's left nodded.
I'm mated to a Lycan. The name's Denno, and I'm one of Treyas' enforcers.
Wen spoke again.
We kept close ties with the pack that protected the first generations before it left here and settled somewhere else. Family is important to us. That's how I met my mate,
Denno grinned.
I helped our Lycan family deal with a group of renegade Lycans who'd made a habit out of raiding packs to steal breeders. One of those bastards had forced her to be his mate. I took his ass out and expected her to try to kill me in revenge. Imagine my surprise when she thanked me instead. She asked for my protection, since the renegades had murdered her entire pack when she'd been taken. I brought her home. We fell in love, and now she's mine.
Wen lifted his drink and took a sip.
We're not the ones who have a problem with you taking a human mate.
He stared pointedly across the room.
It's your own clan you should be worried about.
Lavos followed his gaze and caught a few of his clan members glaring in his direction.
Those 3 are first-generation elders who were loyal to Decker. I could stick around for a few days,
Wen offered.
I'm not mated, and Treyas wants to see your brother succeed. We sure as hell don't want one of them to take over your clan.
We can handle our own people,
Garson protested. Lavos waved him silent.
That's a nice offer.
Nice hell,
Wen snorted.
Nobody wants another Decker in charge over here. I'd be willing to fight to keep that from happening.
That's appreciated.
Lavos inclined his head.
We're doing fine, Garson muttered.
Lavos kicked him under the table and shot him a warning look.
Enough.
He turned his attention back to Wen.
I need to take a perimeter walk. Would you like to join me?
Sure.
I'll go too,
Carr offered.
Sit,
Lavos ordered. His friend sat hard, not looking happy. Lavos led the way, giving his brother a nod that stated everything was fine. The taller enforcer followed him outside, and they both studied the area.
What did you want to talk about in private?
Wen got right to the point. Lavos faced him.
You said some of your men mated humans. I have some questions, if you don't mind me asking them. Decker didn't allow it. Another clan's barely spoke to us. Not that we blame them. You should never have trusted anyone he sent to visit your people. He mostly ordered his loyal enforcers to go spy for him. I'd like to know what to expect between a vamp lichen and a human.
Gotcha.
Wen shifted his stance and leaned against one of the porch posts.
I'll tell you what I know. Hit me with your questions.
Just between us?
Sure. I don't see any reason to share what we discuss of a personal nature. Treyas wouldn't ask me to either.
I want to get her pregnant,
Lavos confessed.
It's an almost overriding desire. My brother and other mated couples I've known didn't seem to experience this.
I've seen it before. Blame the lichen side.
First off, she's the weakest species. Humans are fragile. It's gonna cause you to fear losing her, which riles up the beast. Second, it's harder to form a mating bond. It's always a coin toss on the links we can establish with them.
What does that mean?
Wen crossed his arms over his chest and sighed.
Damn, Decker did keep you in the dark.
Okay, it's just a maybe on being able to link thoughts and feelings when you mate a pure human. It certainly doesn't happen right away. It can take years of blood exchanges.
That news wasn't welcome, but it didn't matter. JD belonged to him. Your lichen side can suffer insecurities. Humans often divorce. As a man, you can reason that you'll keep her happy enough to never want another, but the beast isn't always logical. That might be a big part of why you're craving seeing her pregnant quickly. Not to mention, humans have no natural birth control. You'll probably get her pregnant regardless of trying or not if she's fertile.
What about human birth control options?
It's iffy on birth control pills. No glove, no love is the best way to avoid a pregnancy if she's ovulating.
Lavos flinched.
Condoms?
Never used one before?
Wen grinned.
They aren't so bad. I've had human lovers. You adjust. They sound far worse than they are.
His humor faded.
It's better than ending up having to mate a woman you accidentally got pregnant. I've had nightmares about that.
You wouldn't consider having a human mate?
It disappointed Lavos. He'd started to like Wen.
I would have been very open to it, but it's not an option anymore.
His features turned harsh.
My older brother died. I'm first son now, and my parents demand I mate a vamp lichen to ensure pure bloodlines.
That forced Lavos to think about his father.
I don't give a shit what my father thinks. JD is mine, and anyone who doesn't like it can fuck off.
I've hinted to my parents that they should have more children because I wish to shun the first son responsibilities.
Wen straightened, pushing away from the post.
We'll see if they listen. I've always been their problem child.
Are you close to them?
Wen nodded.
Sometimes that's a curse. Guilt is a shitty thing to feel when they depend on you to keep them happy. They even drag the memory of my brother into it occasionally, telling me what he'd do if he were still alive. I just wish for the freedom I once had as second son.
I totally understand that. I never envied Lorne his position in the family. Our father has always been an asshole, but he was ruthless with Lorne.
You weren't close to your father?
Lavo shook his head.
Lauren had to beat him down and banish him when he stepped up for leadership. Dad and Decker were a lot alike.
Damn. I'm so sorry. Are you two handling it okay? I can't imagine what I'd feel if my brother had to fight my father.
He gave Lauren no choice. We expected that fight to happen eventually, and Lauren had my full support.
Your mother?
She's always welcome to visit the clan, but she left with him. He's her mate.
Damn.
It's been rough all around, but Lauren was the best choice to take over the clan. We sure as hell weren't going to allow Nabby to get control. We used to dub him Decker Jr. He acted just like him. A greedy prick, cruel, a bully, and he got off on the pain of others.
Where is this Nabby?
Buried near a few of Decker's other most trusted that he left behind when he fled the wrath of Lord Avioth. Nabby was the first to officially challenge Lorne.
I was serious about offering to stick around for a bit. I've got nothing going on right now, and everyone is invested in your brother holding this clan.
Won't your clan miss you?
I travel a lot for Treyas. It's fine.
Do you mind if I ask exactly what you do for your clan?
We've been buying up some land to expand our territory. Some of the surrounding human families left the area but still retain ownership. I track them down and see if they wish to sell to our clan. Some do. Some don't.
Do you ever convince the latter?
Wen shook his head.
Rarely.
Their fathers and grandfathers, sometimes great-grandfathers, are the ones who busted their asses to stake claims to the land put up by the Homestead Act. They had to survive and thrive to keep it. It's an important part of their family history, and some even hold gatherings over the summer months every year. We'd never take that from them by messing with their minds.
Lavo's definitely like the guy.
We also visit the pack formed by our relatives who left Alaska. They settled in Colorado.
I've never been.
It's damn pretty. I actually bought some land there. Wen grinned. It's near the pack.
The Alpha doesn't mind.
He knows I have no interest in taking over his territory, and he's found it handy having a vamp like in around from time to time. I once dreamed of moving there, but then my brother died. I'll eventually give the land to the pack, but for now I just like being able to call it home from time to time.
Sounds nice.
It's close to the